Number three is steal. This costs no money.
So the best thing about stealing is you can do it from anywhere.
You gotta steal from the man.
Yeah, yes. You gotta steal from men.
The men. Men.
Find a man on the street, put your hands in his pockets.
And be like,
and go, these are mine now. It will be cheap. It will be fun.
Listeners, don't listen to these maniacs. Do not steal. Hello, listeners. I'm Devin Werkheiser.
I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
We have no last
sure?
names.
Do we? Yeah, I didn't know we were going to do you last can, names.
I mean, I just say my, I guess yeah. I could just say I'm Devin.
No, that's okay. No, you no, don't no. have to. You have a last name. We don't.
Okay.
That's Sid Heller. I'm Olivia De Laurentiis.
And today, Sid and Olivia are going to be teaching us how to have more fun by spending less money.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you know what? Sometimes you don't have money.
And sometimes you don't have fun.
And sometimes you don't have fun. But the second one is where it gets dangerous.
What's the second one?
When you don't have fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a good life.
Not having money is normal.
it is normal. I'm going to be real though. My life was a lot less fun when I had no money.
Valid. That's mm-hmm. very fair. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of less options available.
Oh, 100%.
Friends meeting up for dinner or drinks at a fun new spot and not me.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're here to give you some ideas of how to do that without having money.
I'm so excited. How did you guys come to know so much about
not having money?
Yeah. Well, we do not. And therefore, to have fun, we must figure out other ways. Like,
yeah, I think like being born wrong, like being born into like not. Not the richest parents. And honestly, like not even just like being born in like a middle wrong, which is like kind of like just, what do I do? Like, I'm not like poor, but I'm not like rich. So yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's just like, you know, life is hard and it's interesting when you're an adult and you have to like get like fucking like five jobs to pay for groceries. And then you're like, oh my God, what?
Yeah,
like,
that's not
how
fun.
Is that? Like, that's not a thing that any other generations really experienced.
No.
That's not like a thing of the past. Like, even if you're making money, the cost of living is so fucked that it's like.
No, it's absurd.
It's sort of impossible. But
we'll never own a house, but we're like really stoked to tell you like how to go dumpster diving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two buck chuck
in a parking lot.
Yeah,
just like
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there, brother.
It's like the kind of thing where you're like, no, I'm not worried for like if I'm gonna have a roof over my head. Like I'm making enough money to like have a roof over my head.
Your base needs.
But I'm not making enough money to like have an appetizer. So like what's the like middle ground here? Like what do I do for fun?
Well,
yeah. And like I need to smuggle drinks into this restaurant because I certainly can't pay for
And what is honestly, what is more fun than smuggling? Get in a criminal's mindset, right?
You
get in a mindset where you're like, I'm going to do things wrong.
Honestly, when you feel like you're getting away with something, adds a fun factor.
And a sexual factor.
Yeah, a sexual factor for Sid. She gets, she has a disorder.
Yay. I hope my dad's watching.
He shouldn't be.
He will.
Okay.
He's so supportive. Despite what my entire personality says, I do have a really supportive father.
Yeah, your personality does scream daddy issues.
I do like give off the issue, the like feeling of like,
you really do.
But like, no, he's like awesome. And shout out to Danny.
Well, I love
that's,
that.
That's
love
his name.
That. Yep. Yeah, shout out to Danny. Yeah, no, it's funny. We both actually have great dads. I mean, I agree.
My parents, that's funny.
My parents are great. My parents
that's
are really
funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. So, yeah, guys.
You guys are maniacs. This is my first time spending time with you, and it feels like I don't have coffee anymore, but it feels like I'm highly caffeinated.
Yeah, we've been watching you go about your day-to-day activities for a couple months now. We've been like, you know, if you've seen any like blinking red lights in your house.
I have. What those are.
We'll
behind
take
my vents and stuff.
Now that we're here, we can take them down.
Okay.
We have a guy taking them down right now. So it's all good. Like you're not in any danger or anything. But yeah, we're so happy to finally meet you.
Oh my God. when did you guys started a YouTube channel? That's pretty fun, right?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. When did you start that?
Oh, a thousand years ago.
My God.
Yeah, we've been doing this stuff for a really long time. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
And then also college.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
And then college? You were like, we can't break up the band. We have to go to the same college. college?
Sort of. Yeah. It was like we went to high school together. We met on an improv team.
Because nobody wanted to have sex with us.
Which,
so yeah. you
met each
so
other,
we
on,
met
an
each other on an improv team. Yeah. And then we both ended up going to UCLA. And we were like, should we just be a comedy duo?
And we were like, well, no one else wants to talk to us. So absolutely.
Yeah. So let's just like talk
to each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then my dad was like, good job. And so we kept doing it.
You had one fan.
Yeah.
And that was enough. Yeah. That was enough to keep going.
Yeah. So basically we just like started making sketches on YouTube for no one. Mm-hmm. And then no one saw them. And we were like, absolutely, we're going to keep making them. And you know what? We're going to pour our own money into it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So we had restaurant jobs like, you know, normal people do. Yeah. And we were like, let's take all that money from like our restaurant jobs and just pour it into these sketches no one watches. Absolutely. That's a good idea. So we would buy like, you know, huge dead fish and then like slap them against a wall and do like stupid shit.
Oh, that was fun.
That was just really expensive.
We bought a bunch of mannequin hands once.
Yep.
And you have to go downtown for mannequin parts. And it's so funny because like the day we bought all these mannequin hands was also the day that we got represented like by our our managers.
In the parking
your
lot.
Your dad.
Parking lot of a McDonald's.
We were in the parking lot of a McDonald's and we had
pretty sure that's not a manager or an agent.
Yeah, no, they came
up to us.
Sorry,
I'm going to make a few phone calls.
What? They came up to us. They were like, sign this trash, please.
Yeah.
And anyway.
And give me a little kiss.
And they were like, yeah, give me a little kisses and some of the fingers of the mannequin.
And anyway, now we don't have any internal organs.
Yeah, and but we're still functioning.
Yeah,
so whatever they put inside
Who
is
needs
like
them?
Totally working. I think it's still organs, but of just different animals.
Yeah,
oh, great.
We have like a lot.
Oh no, those can work.
Yeah,
still well, a kidney is what I always say.
We have a kidney.
We have like animal like instincts now, which is really
that's right.
Yeah,
you've gotten superpowers from it.
Exactly.
I love that sentence. Multiple times you said a bunch of mannequin hands.
Yeah.
A lot of mannequin hands.
Yeah.
And not mannequins. But mannequin hands.
Yeah, yeah. Just the hands, because we had to shatter them.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if you ever met. Do you know Jerry Trainer?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Jerry Trainer.
He was in the episode. We had to shatter the hands for. He was in our. He's been in a couple of our.
So you had stuff. You had two fans. Your dad's and you three. Your dad's
Jerry.
And Jerry Trainer.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry's the best. But like he. So we had him. We had him play a character that had a mannequin hand.
Yeah.
And he kept shattering it when he would get angry. So we had to get a bunch of mannequin hands. To shatter for multiple takes, but then also the mannequin hands were expensive, and it's like not like we're fucking made of mannequin hands. I'm not Mrs. Mannequin Hand, who's like my father's not the president of Mannequin Hand Co. And so I ended up making a bunch of like paper mache mannequin hands, around my own hand,
getting crafty.
Yeah, like you know when you make when you're like a kid at a party and you have like you put on those masks that are like the strips of gauze and you like wet them and you make a mask with them. And
when you're a kid at a party,
never done that.
Is no one here like doubling as a kid at a party?
I've been a kid at a party.
No,
I've never been putting wet gauze on my face.
I'm mostly
party.
Just like
I don't know what kind
cakes.
Of parties
exactly.
you guys went to.
Costco sheet cake party.
Yeah, but you know you put the gauze on your hand.
Uh-huh.
So what I learned is if you're going to make a cast of your hand with gauze, it's not going to like come off right because like your hand is like not shaped for that. So like when I would cut it, I cut one off and I ended up.
You hurt your hand.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool. Like I have a tiny, tiny scar from it.
Oh, because you cut into your hand.
Yeah.
Because when you put the paper mache around your hand, that's great. It'll form your hand. But
but how do you get
that
it
off?
Well, that is the question.
Off.
You didn't ask that before making them.
No,
huh?
I didn't because I just did it myself in my dorm. Alone. So when I have this tiny little scar on my wrist right here, and that reminds me of that episode. So genuinely, like 11 out of 10, that was a cheap way to have fun.
Wow. All
getting
of
that
this
scar
bringing
was
it back.
Very fun.
That was a cheap way to have fun.
It was.
No,
like, this scar, I look at it and I'm like, so much fun.
Listeners, we are learning ways to get better at life with this podcast. It's a never ending process. And it's why it helps to have tools that can aid us in getting better at life. Because all of us, right? We all have way too much going on. We've got too much information accessible on our phones. It's hard to sleep at night. We're feeling anxious. Our minds are racing. That's why I am grateful for the sponsor of today's episode, Aura. Aura Health. So they came on as a sponsor a few months back, and I loved the app immediately when I downloaded it. I just thought it's like really clean to look at. Like, I love the interface. There's so many options on there. You can book one-on-one with a coach. You can choose by length, which I really like. Like, sometimes I only have 5 minutes for mindfulness before I get back to racing in my brain and talking on podcasts, right? Or sometimes I've got 20 minutes. Maybe I got 30 minutes that I want to sit and dedicate to being calmer and kind of releasing anxiety. So I automatically loved the app when I was looking through it. But man, I went to sleep that night and I had one of those nights. I laid down and I instantly knew I'm not going to fall asleep tonight. Like, my mind is so active. The only thing I could do is be awake or just lay here in bed for hours. And luckily, I had just downloaded this app. And when I tell you it works, it was beautiful. I started this little like 17 minute guided sleep meditation. And I was skeptical, right? I went into it like, let's see how this goes. I was asleep within 7 minutes. It's really a beautiful thing. They have so many different expert guides to choose from. So if you don't resonate with one, you can try out another. You can find different voices that you like, different lengths and different topics. I really love their sleep meditations. And I also love a little middle of the day guided meditation to calm my nervous system, to release anxiety. Sometimes I'm just running on a bit too much caffeine and a bit too much of me talking. So I use Aura to slow myself down and have a guide kind of coach me through releasing anxiety, coming back into the present moment so that I can go back into my life more effective. They are offering an exclusive special to our listeners. The first 500 people to sign up can get a free trial and 25% off by going to aurahealth.io/growingup03. Use our special link, first 500. It's 25% off if you decide to go to premium, but start it. Use your free trial. That's 7 days risk-free. You can try out this app and you'll see what I'm talking about. These meditations, they really work, and it's such a useful thing to have on our phone. And the beautiful thing is, when you're playing one of these guided meditations on your phone, you can't be looking at your phone. Now that's nice. So you want a break from the scrolling, little quick one, go to aurahealth.io/growingup03 and see what I'm talking about. Thanks, Aura. We love you. Honestly, all of this is really prepping me to
never have children.
No, to just feel like, yeah, you guys really know how to have fun for little bits of money. I'm excited to hear what you're going to teach me about this. So give me your top five ways to your top five way to have fun for less money.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
It's written here. If you can show our audience who's not just listening.
Okay, cool. Well, Sid, you want to pull from the top.
Do you know what? Yeah, you pull the top. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I make it closer.
That's a sentence.
Okay, so okay. Number
this
five.
Is the top five ways. Here's to five have more fun.
Top
less
five
money.
One. The number five one. What does it say? You're showing me the back. Oh, spy on your friends' dates. That is actually really, really
fun. So here's the thing about spying on your friends' dates is when you do that, you don't have to pay for the date itself. You just have to watch somebody having fun.
So we've been doing this for a really long time.
Years and years and years.
We've done it with each other. We people sign up as well.
And we kind of just like do it mostly like because...
Well, who wants to be on a date where it's just you and the person you're on a date with?
I know. That's so
dangerous.
Mm. I know. Yeah. It's intimate and it's bad to be intimate.
Yeah, and intimacy isn't fun.
Being vulnerable is bad. No, and none of us should do it.
Once upon a time, I was like going on a date.
Wait, sorry. I just want to double down really quickly. Being vulnerable is bad and none of us should do it. Continue.
We got that.
Okay. I was going on a date when I was like fucking like 19. This is when this started.
Yeah.
And it was like an online date. And I like... didn't know, you know, what happens there. Like, you might die. And so Sid was like, well, I should just go to the same place you guys are going to and
sit at a different table and watch.
The problem is, like, if you've seen one of our social media, you've seen the other because we're in the same everything all the time together. So
we were like, okay, so it's okay. We'll just add wigs. So then I wore a wig and then I sat at another table and I watched it happen. And I, you know, added a little personality, spoke with a loud accent.
They were goth that night.
Oh, right. That night I was goth. Sorry. Yeah. That night I was just goth.
You were hipster. We've done it a lot of times.
We've done it so many times.
And
oh, yes. That night I had a fake nose ring.
Yeah. And the thing we found out is that not only did it work, but it worked so well.
Because if you're on a date with somebody, you're never going to go, I bet you the person who's being really weird at the table over from us knows the person I'm on the date with.
Like, even if it's clear that someone is here in disguise, you are never going to think that's probably the friend of the person you're on a date. That's because insane.
You were letting yourself be disruptive to the space?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I had to make it fun for me. And so what I had to do is be really disruptive to try to get Olivia to like be like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, so like,
I followed her into the bathroom. Like, I was I was just being like a lot because I was like, how funny would it be if Olivia randomly just started being like, what? And her date was like, what are you doing? Like,
it's very cheap and fun to follow your friend into the bathroom. That's another thing that we should have written down.
There was a date Olivia went on and I sat at the table next to her and I kept saying, this bar needs more milk bags.
Well, just to give you a visual, and also like the more, there's an equation of like the worse the date seems to be going, the more disruptive the other person is allowed to be.
Now that makes sense.
You know what I mean? If the date seems to be going well and you're being disruptive, like that's very fun for you.
You are being a dick, but also
how funny is that? So the date was clearly like going badly. It was like a guy who lied about his age.
You don't have to just hold that up in perpetuity. It's really to reveal it, and then you could just let
Do you want to erase it on the microphone? So just a visual.
I thought I was being helpful.
Sid and our other friend wore all white denim outfits and denim vests with spikes and like blue hair. Sid had cat ears.
Yeah,
and they like decided to be like really just like whatever some incorrect version of British is, like loud British rockers in all white denim.
Yeah.
And so they were screaming at each other.
That the bar needs more milk babes.
Yeah, that the bar needed more milk.
Milk babe?
Yeah, like
understand those two words together.
Well, so milk is-
There's a comma.
Like milk is milk. So essentially like milk comes from your mother at young.
No.
So for example, like when you're young-
I thought like milk babes as like one
Oh, no. No,
milk
I can
comes
explain.
From your mother when you were
milk.
Young.
So babes. So yeah, so milk is like mother's milk and then babes is like babe.
I got
We understand.
Babes is like babe the pig or something you can call your friend.
Like babes?
I've never called a romantic partner babe in my entire life.
Babe.
Sure. I've never said babe or baby. It feels so unnatural to me. It feels so unnatural. I feel like so unnatural.
I like doing it because it makes us feel young. Like, you're just a baby. I'm going to be 30 soon.
No, it feels,
you're my baby.
It feels so unnatural.
You're my baby.
But anyway, so yeah, but like saying
it's like cosplaying.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just age play.
Yeah, it's just age play. Dad, are you still watching this?
You know what we're talking about, right, Dad?
Anyway.
You've taken the BDSM quiz, haven't you, Dad?
Oh my God.
This tip was way too long.
There's so many.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So you guys hear it. Spy on your friend's date. Mm-hmm. I thought that was going to be like what I'm surprised by in that is I understand, especially as ladies, you're going to meet a guy from the internet for the first time. Maybe have some backup there. Yeah. Just let's make sure this guy's not a fucking murderer.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
It happens.
It happens. But I would have assumed you meant, you know, be there in support.
Absolutely.
Non-disruptive. Incognito.
No.
You don't even know you're there.
Yeah. And see, now that would be helpful, but in no world fun.
No, it's not that
you're
fun.
Right about
like
that.
One time a friend and I wigged another friend.
Oh my God,
and every time their date left to the bathroom, we would switch wigs. So it's like, you really can have a lot of fun.
This actually does sound very
They fun. Also both looked, and I think it was on purpose, they looked like people who would be on a list in the Midwest.
Yeah, we like looked like on a no-fly list Midwest.
They looked like people who would be on like a
Midwest
knock
no
on doors
list.
This is so fun.
It was great.
This does sound like fun and doesn't cost you much
anything.
Money.
No, it doesn't. No.
You got to spend a little something at the establishment.
Yeah.
You gotta buy your way in. You gotta order at least
a glass of milk. Yeah,
yeah. You've gotta order a large glass of mother's milk.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's so fun. Do it. Okay.
Number four number way four. To have fun for little money.
Okay,
what is it?
Meet new people on Craigslist.
Which is
why you do the face. Why you do the face? Why you make that face?
So here's something fun, right? Have you ever gone on the Craigslist like
the Craigslist?
The Craigslist like missed
misconnections.
Connections. Well, what if you pretended to be someone?
Yeah.
From that
you. you like, answered
like,
the
I'm
call.
The girl on the bus.
If you don't know what misconnections is, it's like people who go like, I waved at a woman on the bus today. Was it you? And they're trying to find the person.
Yeah. She was wearing green overalls and blah, blah, blah.
And you respond to the ad. And you say, I'm
that person.
Yeah, I'm that person. And then you can like kind of like have a little like catfish moment or something.
You can
if you
show
want.
Up in costume.
Or now, it's just like a fun activity, maybe a creative writing exercise because you can picture what was on the bus.
The disclaimer is
this does sound fun.
We have never done this.
No, but
we
how
think
fun would
you
it be?
Should.
Yeah, part of this is we want to see what it's like for you guys and then maybe we'll
tell
try.
Us, report back
you guys
how
let
fun
us know,
and cheap it was.
Because that's got to be cheap. Like oh, yeah, all you need
free.
Is
it's free.
Access to the internet.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
free.
Also, if you meet somebody off of Craigslist just for fun or to like buy something, like you're going to have a good story. You're going to meet someone.
Yeah, well, Sid got a cursed lamp off of Craigslist.
Oh, man, I sure did.
She got a lamp off of Craigslist and it is cursed.
My apartment has flooded and I had termites after the lamp.
And another apartment flooded.
And another
multiple
apartments
flooded. She stayed at flooded.
My
so
apartment flooded. I went to stay at a friend's apartment. That apartment flooded.
Yeah.
Why the lamp?
Because
oh, so
yeah, why'd you get it?
Essentially, everything bad started after the lamp. And and when something bad starts happening, there becomes a mysterious wind and the lamp starts shaking in the breeze.
You still own this lamp?
Yeah,
it's
in
mid-century modern. Of course I still own it. There are two light bulbs on the lamp that flicker in and out no matter how many times you change the light bulb. A woman at a cafe who I did not know, who looked like an elderly Elle Fanning, told me to put it out in the moonlight and sage it.
Yeah.
I have not done this yet. I might do it.
You
I
like, would do that. You want it to
I
be haunted?
Here's why I have not done it.
You
I like
don't
want to
sage anything.
Part of me is afraid that I am cursed, and it's not the lamp. It's me.
Well, then we have to put you out in the moonlight and sage you.
And so if you get rid of it and the curses are still occurring,
then it's
you
just
know,
me.
You have no so, one to so, project and
then,
it and blame it.
And then
on.
You know
so
what I have to do then?
The lamp is a scapegoat.
But then you know what I have to do then?
What?
Is I have to be vulnerable and I have to think about my own issues.
Yeah.
And as I have said earlier, I can't do that.
Understood.
I can't be vulnerable.
I Understood. Think what we could do is we could change that last one, that last tip to like put Sid out in the moonlight and sage,
and sage
her.
Yeah.
Because that's
I
if your
cheap.
Friend is consistently yeah. going through a bad time, put them out in the moonlight and sage them.
Because all
I think nude in the moonlight.
All you have to buy is sage, and I don't know where to buy that.
I thought that was a given.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be nude in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone wants to come,
all these
I'll give you my address.
Are in the nude. If you're clothed doing any of this, you're going to have no fun.
Listeners, are you like me and you need to be more organized in your life? Yeah, I get it. I often struggle with being organized, and that's because I'm trying to do it all in my head. This is a silly thing when there are powerful tools out there in the world that can help us. I am so grateful to today's sponsor, Notion, because they have changed the way I organize my life and organize my projects with my teams. You know I'm busy. I'm running two podcasts. I'm in and out of the music studio. I got auditions. There's a lot to keep together. And Notion is an all-in-one place where I can keep my schedule, projects, notes, and interactions with my teams organized. Notion combines your notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. And now the fully integrated Notion AI helps you work faster, think bigger, and write better, helping you to accomplish tasks that would normally take hours in just a matter of seconds. We use the AI feature all the time to brainstorm questions for guests, come up with episode titles, and just do a lot more without having to switch back and forth between screens. It's fully integrated into the app. And one of my favorite things about Notion is the look and feel compared to other organization apps. It just has a great design and a user interface that's really simple to use. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/growingup. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/growingup to try the powerful Notion AI for free today. And remember, when you sign up, you're supporting our show. That's notion.com/growingup. There on your little Craigslist tip, did you guys see there's a documentary called Craigslist Joe? And this man proves, because look, there's a lot of skepticism about like, oh, you're Craigslist, you're only gonna be put in danger.
Right, right.
I think his mission was, can I live for 30 days just by Craigslist, like interactions, like he's like meeting people just through Craigslist and like staying on their couch and like trading things. And he kind of proved that like he only had a positive experience.
Oh my God, I love that. It definitely has like a bad rap.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Because it's kind of freaky.
No, yeah. I do like to believe that people are like inherently good. Yeah. Like, you know, like I met a woman on Facebook Marketplace when I was trying to buy a vacuum cleaner and she offered me lettuce. And that was really
And
sweet.
That's inherently good. You know what they say.
Next tip. Number three is steal.
Costs no money.
This costs no money.
So the best thing about stealing is you can do it from anywhere. You can do it
from a car dealership.
Yeah, you could do it from a car. You could do it from a police station.
Whole Foods.
You can go to a police station and steal a car. And then you have a cop car.
You can do so many different things with this. Like, this is an activity you can really take on the road.
Now, we do think that it's wrong to steal from small businesses.
Yes, morally, we're against that.
You gotta steal from the man.
Yeah, yes. You gotta steal from men.
That's what we meant.
The men.
Find a man on the street. Put your hands in his pocket
and be like,
and go, "Give me mine now," and then run away into the street
and then be like, "I deserve this."
It will be cheap. It will be fun.
Listeners, don't listen to these maniacs. Do not steal.
Okay, so here's the thing. Again, we're not going to.
No,
but if you do, let
you
us know
can
if it's fun.
DM us. Let us know how it goes. If it was in fact free. If it was in fact fun.
I mean, stealing costs no money.
No money.
And you can put on a bunch of pairs of underwear under your like pants.
Oh, that's a very specific one.
Have you ever stolen?
No.
Have you ever stolen as a kid? As an adult?
Not
have
as
you
ever stolen? I stole in college. Are you kidding?
What'd you steal?
As a baby.
Oh, I used to steal underwear from Victoria's Secret. And I told my therapist it was because Victoria's Secret had bad practices as a company. I was against them. And so I needed to take the underwear.
I know. Did she buy that or no?
You needed to stick it to the man.
And then the thing Jocelyn said is, no, you don't. You just have to not shop there. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, fair.
Yeah. Because you're still kind of supporting them by...
Rocking the underwear?
Rocking.
Yeah, by rocking.
Yeah, because then any of my sexual partners will be like, oh my God, sponsored by Victoria's Secret?
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
So you weren't sticking it to
repping
them.
The brand. Yep.
You're repping them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't rep the brand. That's true. So it's hard because you want to rep the brands of small businesses, but you can't steal from small businesses because that's immoral.
And here's where the dilemma comes.
So I think we're going to change that last one to put Sid in the moonlight naked and sage her.
Absolutely. Next tip.
We're just going to come back to that.
Okay, this is our second tip is steal from a podcast studio.
So this is something we would never do and don't have any plans of doing.
No, in fact, we've never even thought of it. I don't even know who wrote that one.
But the thing about a podcast studio is it has so many
things.
Expensive pieces of equipment.
For example, microphones.
Sure, microphones.
Plants.
There's microphone stands.
A whiteboard that says Growing Up with Devin. There's five, a lot of things.
There's five cameras.
Some water. Couch.
There's stacks of water. There's
some people.
A guy.
That's kidnapping. That's not stealing.
Oh.
Right. Okay, we have to change this order. And the thing about it is you could then go back to Craigslist, right?
Mm-hmm.
With your missed connections. You could sell that podcast equipment on Craigslist.
Yep.
And then not only is that cheap, but you are actually making money.
Money.
And there's nothing more fun.
And you know what that is? That's girl math.
Yeah, that's girl math.
Sorry. Did I say girl math?
I meant felon thief math.
That's felon
math. Is great. You just figure out a way to get invited to a place that has lots of expensive equipment.
It's just an idea and you don't have to take it. We haven't done it, but like
we haven't done it,
let us
we
know.
Definitely aren't.
I'm regretting some of my choices and my producer's choices in this moment.
Perfect. Okay, next tip. Oh my God, go to the beach.
Oh, go to the beach. Oh my gosh. So
have you ever been to the beach?
I have.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How fun.
Many times.
Did you love it?
So
costs very little money.
Yeah, it's pretty
In fact, it can be none.
It could be none, depending on parking.
Yeah. Do you love it?
I love it so much.
Okay. That's our tip.
So now you understand? Can we go home?
Wow. I have learned
nothing.
Almost nothing today.
Oh my God, that's me every day.
You taught me just about nothing today.
Every day.
I need to vet who my producers are bringing on to this podcast more.
The thing, every day my IQ goes down. And every day my goal is to make someone else's IQ come down with me.
Oh my God.
I think you've succeeded.
Oh my God.
I do feel
when
dumber.
I disturb Olivia, it's like an all new high for me.
It's hard. It is hard to disturb me.
Yeah.
I have a really disturbed mind.
Yeah. I know Miss fucking mannequin hands.
Yeah. Oh my God. I miss those.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to make more after this, but I already have
so many scars.
You've been needing a hobby. I know. Everyone's trying to tell me to get a hobby.
How she needs a hobby. She
I'm like, hobbies sound fucking boring.
You're so missing the point. It's crazy.
I don't get it. I feel like anything that I do that could be a hobby, like, ends up having me be like, I'm not achieving anything during this.
Oh my God.
That's so not a hobby.
Then why would you do it?
Because life is worth living.
Fun. Yeah, because it's fun.
I just don't understand. But
God, we're going to get you back into crafting.
I thought you were going to say therapy.
We're going to get you back.
To the hospital, Olivia. I go back to the hospital right after this, you know.
Do you have a hobby?
Yeah, but most of my hobbies do actually have some kind of like output into the world. Like music is both a hobby and like a passion pursuit.
That's fun.
Of
what
mine,
what kind of music is it? Hard trap?
Yeah. Yeah. It's How'd just, you guess?
Because I read you got your that face. Vibe. I got, well, we've been it's following you for months.
Yeah, no, music's both a hobby and a pursuit.
That's fun.
Do I do any of my hobbies have no fucking relevance to anything? No, I have none of those. Like, I don't knit, you know? Mm. I don't paint.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't finger paint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you finger? Sorry. I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry.
My hobby is fingering.
Mom, I'm going to need you to stop listening to
this
episode.
Your mom should hang out with my dad. No. And they should watch this episode together.
Is he single?
No.
Is your mom single?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry. I think I've kind of let on your mom there.
Yeah, could she become like a throuple with your parents?
How would Gail feel?
I don't know if Gail.
How would Gail feel?
Yeah, I don't know if Gail would be into that.
Well, we could always call her right now.
Should we give her a
we
call?
We could always call her and say, how do you
Gail,
feel,
how
about,
do you feel
a
about a throuple?
Yeah.
I about spicing things up a bit?
She would be like, you never answered me about your birthday dinner.
And then we could hang up because we're working.
This is work.
This is work. And then you ask, like, why do you guys have any money to do fun things?
It's because we do this shit all day.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked that you guys don't have more money.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Know, right? It's because
shocking.
We feed into each other's ADHD, and then we just let it happen.
Yeah. No focus.
No, and we can't get anything done because we're too busy doing this.
We used to get things done all the time, and then it all got derailed.
Yeah.
And now you know what? Now we just watch people.
Yeah.
With our cameras in their houses.
Yeah, and riff each other's bits.
Yeah, that sounds sexual.
I know, doesn't it?
It does.
No, I heard that shit on TikTok. Someone was saying, like, a good relationship is one where you can riff your bits. And then this psychologist stitched it, and she was like, actually, true. Riffing each other's bits is a healthy thing. But that phrase, I could say, riff your bits, riff your bits.
I could never be in a relationship where I can't riff my bits.
Oh, what a fun phrase.
What's another phrase that sounds sexual but isn't? Oh, that's my parking.
Bye, Shane.
Bye. See ya.
I gotta go fill it.
Should I come?
No.
All right, should I stay?
Yeah. Okay. Let her. Well, she got it.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you all the worst things I know about
her. Yeah. Tell me all the tea when she walks out.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, see ya. Okay, what is she most insecure about?
I wanna call her mom. I want to call her mom and ask if her mom would be into a throuple.
Yeah.
Because she.
What's funny is I don't even think my mom is into it. We're just assuming my mom's down with a throuple.
Well, yeah, we're signing your mom up for something she has no say in.
No, but at a certain point, like, you kind of just got to go with the flow in life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And listen, it is cheap and fun to be in a throuple. That's not true at all.
It's not true at all. I think it's probably more expensive.
I think it's probably more.
Actually, but you could share it amongst.
That's true.
You're spreading it out amongst more people.
Okay, what are the biggest costs in a relationship?
Food.
Okay, food. So in a throuple.
Food and drinks.
I guess the question is, are we all getting group meals?
Right.
Or is the throuple like an altogether true throuple? Or is it like, have you seen Seeking Brother Husband?
What?
Okay.
No.
You have to watch Seeking Brother Husband on Discovery Plus.
Is that a streaming service?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's the most insane.
Discovery Plus?
It's the most insane streaming service you'll ever see. They have the craziest shit. And Seeking Brother Husband is, it's about women who want multiple husbands.
Respect. Feminism.
It's like, it's like Sister Wives, except flipped. And it's so... It's crazy because, first off, they all have the same dynamic. the woman is like very like, this is what I want this, and no one can convince me otherwise. The first husband is completely silent in across the board. The first husband is like dead silent, just stays in his own room, like really likes video games and is always like, and this is multiple people I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is this, the, yeah. And so and the first husband's always like, yeah, it was weird at first, but then I was like, great, I don't really like sex, so it's fine. Like they're all kind of like, introverted, like fine, at least presenting to be fine with it. I don't know
right.
if they are.
Right.
Quiet.
Right.
Resigned to it, being like, yeah, I'm like the legal husband, but like this new man is like fulfilling
fulfills
my
her
wife
sexually.
In this other way that I'm like bored of. The second husband is like, I'm so excited about my place as the second husband, but they get like really insecure that they're not the first husband. And then they get really insecure that the woman always wants a third husband. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought we were stopping at two.
And am
like,
I not enough?
In what way? In what world?
Why would
do you
stop
think
at two?
This woman would stop at two.
Why
what are
you
talking
stop
about?
At two?
Why would, she would have stopped at one if she was going to stop
exactly.
It's always interesting to see the flip. Of
and there are many of these women out there
yeah,
doing this?
Yeah. I mean, it follows like probably five couples or something.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
But so is Sister Wives. So is
Sister Wives
so
is crazy
is
too.
Multiple wives.
Yeah. So, but in those style relationships, like they don't all get together and do dates. It's like the woman will do a date with one and then the other. So in that way, it is definitely more affordable.
Right. Because you're
because
people
like,
can cover different dates. Yeah. You're not all sharing everything. You've diversified.
Yeah. Unless the person with the multiple partners is the one paying for everything, in which case that'd probably be more expensive. So
sure.
if the
wife with all the husbands is always paying.
Exactly. Then it's more pricier. Expensive. So that's interesting. If you want to take that and run with it.
In any way.
If you are going to enter a throuple where all the partners are paying equally, I think that is a financially smart move. If you're going to enter a throuple where there's one sole provider, I think that is not a financially smart move. So yeah, I mean, that's my take on how cheap a throuple is.
Mm-hmm.
As a person who's never been in one.
Yep. Me either. Never been in a throuple.
Ugh, how about your mom?
You know, who's to say what happened in the 80s?
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What
it
I mean?
Happens in the 80s.
Stays in the bowl of cocaine.
More affordable.
What?
Yeah. So what do you think Sid's doing right now?
Oh, she left.
Do you think she's ever coming back?
No. She said it was parking, but I'm pretty sure she's gone.
Do you think that I have no ride home?
Fully. I think she left you here.
Okay, so if I have no ride home, what's the cheapest, most fun way for me to get home?
Steal a bike,
right. Mm-hmm. If we're going off tip three,
yeah.
Steal.
Yeah.
Stealing a bike, stealing a Lime scooter, even though you can't really
you can't.
Steal. You can't.
You need money for
this.
Isn't
that crazy that you can steal a bike, but you can't steal a Lime scooter?
All right, so actually when they first launched... Yeah, when they first dropped like birds and limes,
yeah.
There were some.
It's such a weird sounding sentence.
Yeah. Birds
when
and when they first dropped birds and limes, but you know the scooters that are around some cities. Maybe your city doesn't have them, but ours does. They have them in Paris too, which was amazing.
Stunning.
It was amazing.
So
scooting around.
That's
but,
so fun.
But you know, you pay a little bit, and then you got a little scooter that you can leave where you get off, which I love. When they first dropped in LA, there were some bugs in the system, and I knew how to. Kind of fucking hack them to ride them for free.
I love that.
And now that made them even more fun. Now they are objectively fun.
Very
riding
fun.
On an electric scooter out
very
in the world.
Very fun and very cheap.
Fun and cheap.
Yeah.
Riding them for no money, knowing I was getting away with it.
Even more fun.
Even more fun.
Even more fun for sure.
There is something about when you're getting away with something in a little bit, it adds a fun factor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially when it's not hurting anyone.
Like, no. When I bring a flask into a bar, and I pay for a drink or two, but then I'm getting
you're
by.
You're not leaving a shitty tip. You're like leaving a nice tip.
I'm giving a nice tip. I'm just getting.
You're getting off.
I'm
sexually.
Getting off.
You're getting off sexually.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you back?
Oh, holy shit. Welcome back.
We thought I was going to have to bird home, and I was getting really excited about hacking a bird.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back.
I went on a whole thing about
seeking brother husband, which apparently is a thing.
And how we were talking about whether it's like cheaper or more expensive to be in a throuple.
I feel like you guys could probably like start collecting brother husbands. I feel like especially if you were both leading it, like you could
like a big pod.
Yeah, you could start a pod. You know,
it's interesting. We have very different taste.
Yeah. And I also just feel like Do you? That seems like a lot of work.
Well, we were talking about how it might be cheaper, though. So get with the fucking program.
Yeah, have you heard about inflation chips?
Oh, my God. That's what? A real thing.
Have you heard about inflation chips?
Yeah.
No.
People who get together just because they're like, it might be cheaper if somebody else lived with me.
Holy shit.
So maybe let's just date or something.
Yeah.
I know. And now you're thinking about it or no?
I am, because it makes sense financially, but does not make, that is.
Yeah.
I know.
That's brutal. I like, know. Hey, we might as well live together, yeah. Split the cost of living.
You get a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you guys can lay in the same bed side by side. And
might as
okay
well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inflation chip.
That's frightening.
I forgot about inflation chips. Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, whatever gets us by in capitalism. Am I right?
Yeah. It's good.
Thanks for teaching us absolutely nothing,
oh my
you
God,
two.
You're so welcome. Understand. Anytime.
You really came on and were absolutely useless.
Thank you so much. Okay. Anytime you need that.
I thought I was providing a lot, but all right.
I learned nothing, and I'll never have you back.
Okay, amazing.
Great to meet you.
You sound like literally every person I've ever dated.
Where can people find you? Where should they find you? I don't know that I want to send people to you.
Yeah, address.
Yeah, I was just going to say you should send them to my address if we're going to be standing outside naked in the moonlight.
If you want
to
put out your physical addresses on the pod, now's the time.
We drive a big white van around and you can on it.
You'll probably hear it from the music.
Yeah, it's like the ice cream song, but backwards.
Yeah. There it is.
But we're Sid and Olivia.
Yeah, you can find us at Sid and Olivia on all the things.
SYD is how Sid is spelled, and then Olivia is spelled the normal way. Everyone but Starbucks baristas. They always spell it Oliva, and I'm like,
that's not.
No one's name.
That's
is,
not that.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, that's not
Oliva.
That. Yeah, we'll tag them in the show notes. You guys have a web series coming out? Yeah.
With Onami.
We do with the same people.
With the same people who do your.
That's how this came to be.
Oh, we love
which
that.
I'm,
they're lovely and
I gotta
nice
have
and
a,
wonderful.
I got to have a meeting with them.
Yeah.
I got to talk to them about who the fuck they're agreeing to work with.
We will be showing people all the cheapest ways to have fun. Not just telling them, but showing them.
Yeah. So if you learned so much here, just wait till you learn even more.
Yeah. Wait till you buckle up your knowledge helmet and put on your knowledge glasses.
And get ready.
Get in your knowledge suit and strap on your knowledge shoes way too tight.
We're just the magic school bus for garbage.
Well, thanks for coming. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.